Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working hard to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education and mentoring program for people who want to build a second stream of income using real estate. We use everything from single family homes to duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, small apartments, big two, 500, 200, 500 unit apartment complexes, self-storage facilities, senior living facilities. I think the biggest senior living we're in is 260 some beds. Just anything real estate related that produces cash flow and helps us build wealth and gives us that second stream of income. And this is turning out to be extremely important because it really seems to be the only business model that works. The idea that we hammer away at often on the show is this concept that people have that they're going to save up $3 million to be able to retire. And it's just next to impossible. By the time you get your paycheck, taxes, Social Security, Medicare, then you got to pay your car note, your house note, pay for the kids, college, all. And you're going to put away $150,000 a year for 20 years. That's what it takes to save up $3 million so that you have about 10 grand a month in retirement. Did you know that you could save up, let's see, 10 grand a month, 120 a year? Yeah, you could invest about 600,000, not 3 million, and produce 120 grand a year for the rest of your life using real estate. And people just aren't aware of that. So today, when we start, what I'd like to do is restate something that I said last week. I was really irritated, and I think it came across on the radio show that I was, that people were shocked that the stock market was having a correction or maybe even a downturn or a crash. And I made the comment, I'm shocked that stock investors are shocked that it's doing that. You know, it's happened 18 times in the last 100 years. So that's about once every 6 years. So when people are surprised or shocked that it's doing it, that shocks me. It's like, what are you talking about? That's the natural way the stock market works. It goes up and down, just like real estate does. It's not if there's going to be a correction. It's not if there's going to be a collapse. It's when. The good news is, and this is for both stocks and real estate, the good news is, it's not if the stock market's going to recover, it's when. So I was on a television show today, and I learned a better way to say it, I believe. What it comes down to is the reason people are shocked, worried, and hurt by the stock market is because they have unrealistic expectations for the stock market. Mutual funds, REITs, gold, silver, crypto. They have unrealistic expectation for those things. Those things are not wealth building tools. They are there to keep up with inflation. And just like a casino, once in a while, someone hits it big. And then Wall Street plasters them all over advertising, all over the news, just like the casinos do when somebody wins $1 million or $12 million or whatever. They don't mention that there were 50,000 people in the casino all losing money at the same time that this guy won $1 million or $12 million. So when people look at that, they get excited. Ooh, I hope that happens to me. Maybe that could. Don't know till you try. And they come up with all these rationalizations for why they're in the stock market and mutual funds and such. But it is an unrealistic expectation that you're going to build wealth with the stock market. It was designed and functions as an excellent way to keep up with inflation, but not much more than that. If you look back over the last 75 years, even with the spikes, the valleys, the good times, the bad times, it's a 7.5% rate of return. That's the average for the last 75 years. If you understand that and have a realistic expectation, I'm going to make about 7.5%, then when these collapses occur, you don't worry about it. You've made a decision that you're going to accept a 7.5% rate of return. Don't expect more than that. All you're going to do is get hurt. It's going, you know, the stock market does a great job at what it's designed for, which is to keep up with inflation. But if your expectations are that somehow you're going to be that guy in the casino that wins the $1 million or $12 million or whatever, that's an unrealistic expectation. Now, I wish it would happen to every single person listening. I wish every one of you would hit something and win $3 million so you have 10 grand a month in retirement. But we know that's not going to happen. That would be an unrealistic expectation. I want you to step back for a moment to 2 months ago, before all this started. Maybe it was 3 months ago. And your expectation is 7.5% rate of return. Would you be as shocked at what's going on right now? I don't think you would, because you'd be going, yeah, I know we're going to have the crash, but it's going to come back, and I'll get my 7.5% one way or the other. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Told that it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're discussing really kind of expectations for the stock market, mutual funds, gold, silver, crypto, expectations for speculation. And it's kind of a comparison to a casino where I think most of you, if you fly to Vegas, you do what I do. I say, I'm going to I'm willing to lose X amount of dollars to entertain myself gambling. You know, a couple grand, or maybe it's 500, maybe it's 2,000, maybe it's 10,000, you know, depends on how wealthy you are, that you're willing to lose. And you have realistic expectations for the casino. You know that the odds are 90 to 1 that you're going to lose. It's probably worse than 90 to 1, I don't know. But it's fun. You get that dopamine rush when you gamble. It feels good. It's exciting. So it's worth, you know, $500 or $2,000 or $10,000, again, depending on how much you're willing to lose. So all what I would like is those of you that have decided, yes, I'm fine with a 7.5% rate of return, don't get excited when you get a 20, because the next year you're going to get negative 10. But the average is going to be 7.5. You're okay. It's the unrealistic expectations that cause the worry, the pain, the suffering of being in speculative investments like that. If you have an honest expectation, I think you can be much more at peace when things like this happen. Now, my argument is, why are you satisfied with a 7.5% rate of return? It's because you don't believe you can get anything better. You have a belief. 7.5 is high. I heard one guy say that we're in a 4% world. Investors only get 4% rate of return. To expect anything above that is crazy. I'm like, well, buddy, I've been in this real estate game for 30 years. My average over the 30 years is about a 20% rate of return. And many times I get higher than that, but the average, and that's what's important, 20% rate of return. That's why I say, if you can put away 30 grand, 20 grand, you know, over a 30, 40 year period, you can produce $10,000 a month in retirement easily. You only need about $600,000, 20% is $120,000 a year or $10,000 a month to do that. The wonderful thing, though, about real estate is if you have a present stream of income, a job, and you can put that money away into passive real estate investor deals, when you get a big chunk of money, let's say you put 100 grand in a deal and you're making 7 or 8% rate of return every year, but on the third year you do a refi and you get a check for 85 grand. You still have your 100 in the deal. You got a check for 85. Take that and put it in another deal. Don't spend it. Now you've got 185,000 invested. See how easy it is to get to that $600,000 number without having to scrimp and save? We had Luis, who's one of my favorite case studies. This is just one of the most humble, nice people. There's not enough words to describe what a decent human being this guy is. Well, he worked for 25 years at Shell, and they fired him, okay? He left with a couple hundred grand. Then the market turned. That turned into 130. So he lost, you know, what, with, I guess that's 70 grand. Took him 25 years of work to come up with 130 grand. He took 100 of it and gave it to one of my syndicators, a guy named Robert Martinez. And 10 years later, he has $1.7 million invested in real estate And I would estimate somewhere around 120 grand a year in cash flow. Took him 25 years to come up with 130, working 40, 50 hours a week. Took him 10 years to turn that $100,000 into $1.7 million and 120 grand a year, which is probably as much or more than he was making when he was working. See, my sales pitch is raise your expectations. If you only expect to make 7.5%, do you know what you're going to make? 7.5%. You're going to leave your money sitting there in the stock market, mutual funds or whatever, and that's what you're going to make because you've lowered your expectations. But if you were to say, raise your expectations, educate yourself, start investing in things that produce cash flow, just like Warren Buffett told you to, you could start making these rates of return. Three times what the stock market makes. And I promise you, I'm being conservative. We have a syndicator, Matt, who has an average of 40%+ rate of return for his investors over the last 20 years. That's his average. But it does take some work. You have to educate yourself. You have to attend some seminars. You have to watch some online classes. You have to educate. But the benefits far outweigh the effort. So my sales pitch is raise your expectations, educate yourself, that's what we're here for, and get your money into cash flowing investments where you make money in both the up and down markets and the cash flow stays pretty consistent even in a down market. I brag about this all the time, but in 2007 and 8, when the real estate market crashed, what happened to our cash flow? It stayed the same or went up because everybody was moving into rental properties because, you know, all the people that lost their homes and things like that, they were moving to our apartment complexes, moving to our single family homes. I had a group of 20 or so single family homes at the time, and they were going up $100, $150 a year. You know, $1,500 a month rent was going to $1,650 in 1 year. Instead of making $400 a month cash flow, I was making $550 a month cash flow off of one little house. So raise your expectations. Be willing to learn. Be humble. If you're in the stock market and mutual funds, it's simply because you don't know anything better. Does that make sense? Think about that deeply. The only reason you would be in something with that low of a rate of return, because you don't know anything different. If you did, you'd put your money there. So it's up to you to educate yourself, learn these other methods, alternative methods of investing, and don't just be part of the herd, manipulated by Wall Street, manipulated by television, movies. It's be your own person. Decide to step out of the herd. It's rewarding. And you feel good that you've done everything you could possibly do for your family. See, I don't see how people, you know, just throw their money at the stock market. It's almost as if they want an excuse to fail. Say, see, honey, wasn't me, it was the market. Wasn't me, I'm not in control of that market. The reason we failed and retired broke was because the market crashed the year we retired. Not my fault. I have to tell you something. It is your fault. If you let that happen to your family, that is your fault. You didn't learn alternative methods of investing. So get out there and do that. Give us a shot. Those of you that are interested, go to Total Wealth Academy and just click on the free sample class button to get started. TotalWealthAcademy.com, free sample class. When we come back, I'm going to talk about something exciting. It's a method that Elon Musk uses to learn. I'm going to share it with you. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're about to talk about some learning techniques that Elon Musk uses. If you haven't watched some YouTube videos of him, I highly recommend that you do. He is a little odd compared to the normal person, or the average person, I should say. But I think you have to be to excel at life the way he has. You think about it. I know he has 2 degrees from a university, but they're not engineering or rocket science. He's self-taught in that. And one of his videos actually teaches you how he did that. It's very, very cool. Just go to YouTube, type in Elon Musk learning techniques, and it will come up. How to learn almost anything will also bring it up. How to learn almost anything with Elon Musk. But watch a few of them, because his little speeches and comments, they're almost like, I don't want to compare him to Jim Rohn, who is the father of the modern self-help and self-development. But he does have some very inspiring thought patterns and beliefs that if you were to incorporate them in your life, you'd get similar benefits. Maybe you won't be a billionaire, but I don't see how you couldn't become a millionaire. But what he did to learn rocket science was he surrounded himself, obviously, with rocket scientists. And one of them gave him a series of books, textbooks, loaned them to him. And Elon Musk read every one of them. Before he started SpaceX, he was reading 10 hours a day. Now, people don't take reading seriously. They don't do it. Something like 70% of Americans never read a nonfiction book after high school or college. That's crazy. Just flat out lunacy. Why would you go through life trial and erroring it, which is the slowest way to learn, when you could read a book like Ben Franklin's autobiography and get 84 years experience in 2 weeks? Why would you do that? It's crazy. So he's reading 10 hours a day. Did you know that now that SpaceX is open and Tesla's open and his other companies, the guy still reads between 3 and 6 hours a day? If you look at Oprah Winfrey, multiple billionaires, they all read constantly. Success leaves clues, as Tony Robbins says. Success leaves clues. And their success, the biggest clue you're going to get is read. So what he does is he goes to the most basic book first. Now, some of you are going, well, that's obvious. It may be to you, but it's not to everybody. I had a conversation with a guy the other day, probably months ago, as fast as time flies. He's reading a book on apartment complex due diligence. I go, are you a member of a real estate investor club yet? No. Have you taken any courses on real estate investing? No. You went directly to one of the hardest concepts? And he goes, yeah, it's overwhelming. I don't feel like I can do it. You've got to understand, you want a 35,000 foot look at what you're about to do first. Elon Musk calls it dots. Connect the dots. If you go straight into the hardest part of real estate investing first, you can't see all the dots. You're only looking at that one dot. How are you going to connect it? You only see one dot. There's nothing to connect. You have to start with the basics. And that requires being humble. You go, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'll start learning single family. But I want to own an apartment. Uh-huh. Start learning single family. What he compares it to is a tree. A tree has a trunk and it has big branches. On those branches are little branches and, of course, leaves. What most people do is they start with the little branches and leaves. The mistake that I made when I was young was I read Einstein's theory of relativity. It overwhelmed me. I was like, well, I understand maybe 10% of this book. Maybe. A few years later, I read Stephen Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time, which is a very small book. But I want you to think of A Brief History of Time as that 35,000 foot view. I read A Brief History of Time, and Stephen Hawking is a master of taking super complex theories and ideas and making them understandable to the average person. So when I finished that book, I felt like I understood most of it, 60, 70% of it. I went back and looked at Einstein's theory. Do you know that it started to gel? It started to make sense, not just 10% of the book, 20, 30, 40% of the book. And I can't remember the name of the book it was. It wasn't a biography of him. It was good though. But what it made me realize is that I started with the wrong book. I should have read A Brief History of Time first, then gone to Einstein's work. I went to the leaves and the small branches first. So there was no trunk and no large limbs to connect it to. So what Elon Musk does is he takes the simplest concepts first. We could call these, again, the trunk and the big limbs. And you get all that basic data in your head and a giant view of what you're trying to do. When you have that 35,000-foot look, you don't just see one dot. You see all the dots. So when you do get into the minutia, like due diligence, you know how that connects. You connect it to the other dots. I hope I'm not butchering this. Please watch the video. It's a very powerful way to teach. And the reason it excited me is because guess how we teach at Total Wealth Academy? The exact same way. My Saturday class is a 35,000-foot look at real estate investing. Everything from single family to commercial. Then we have 40 hours of online classes that connect the dots for our members and make them proficient at what would have seemed like the hard parts. So I was very pleased when I saw what Elon Musk does and realized that's what we do at Total Wealth Academy. I give people the trunk and the limbs in the Saturday class, the big limbs. Then that 40 hours of online training gives them the little limbs and the leaves. And they come out with a better, more effective learning experience and the ability to take action right away. So please, when you get a chance, open YouTube, type in Elon Musk, watch a few of his videos, but watch specifically for the video on his learning technique. And there's a couple of them. The one with graphics is my favorite, where it shows the tree and the leaves and all that. But check that out, please, because it will help you learn better at work. It will help your children learn better. It'll help your marriage because it starts to... One of the things that it woke me up to is I need to read a couple more books on my marriage. And I've been married to the same woman for 35 years, but I want to make it even more effective, better, more romantic. So I realize I think I've been working on the little limbs and leaves, and I'm going to start working on the trunk and the big limbs in my marriage. And I've already picked out a couple books. Oh, we got to go to break. We're coming up on the final segment of the show. If you've got a question for me or a comment, or maybe you could share a technique that you used to learn, I'd love to hear it. Give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are in the final segment, so phone lines are open. If you got a question for me, please call now. Don't wait till the last minute. A lot of people do that, and then I can't finish answering the question. I will, of course, answer it by email or call you after the show, depending on what we can work out. But give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738. KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay. I know this sounds weird, but somebody emailed me. I think the book on Einstein It was a group of papers, and I think I found it. It's The Principle of Relativity by Einstein, of course, and three other scientists. And it is available at Amazon.com. Then the other book is A Brief History of Time. Let me make sure it's here. A Brief History of Time. There it is. And that's Stephen Hawking's. Yeah, A Brief History of Time. You can get it paperback or Audible. So you can listen to it or read it. It's even on Kindle. It's hard to tell which Einstein book I read because there's a bunch of them that are about the same. And it's been, like I said, 25 years, 30 years. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. And remember, that email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you can't email me now, please feel free to email me when you get home from work or tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Get your question answered, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this first question is from Austin, and it's about figuring out what to pay for rent. What you want to do, Austin, if you're a realtor, then you just want to use MLS. Just open your MLS and do the comps, just like you would value the property for its ARV, after repaired value. If you're not a realtor, there's two strategies. I use both. Now, 90% of the time, I just use homeinvestortool.com. Homeinvestortool.com. You can get your rents, comparable rents there, even if you're not a licensed agent or broker. That's homeinvestortool.com. But when I've got the time, and if I'm dealing with single family, which we were talking about, I may grab the green sheet for that area of town and see if I can find some houses in the same subdivision as mine or in the area and see what they're going for as well. The problem is that's massively time consuming. Austin, if you can log on to homeinvestortool.com and literally in less than 2 minutes know what your house will rent for. So check out homeinvestortool.com. Okay, next question. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Jerry has a question about if he's got a cash buyer, I'm not sure how to answer this. What is the typical ARV that a cash buyer is willing to spend? Oh, I see. What percentage of the ARV? The 70 rule is pretty accurate. In other words, you want to buy it and rehab it for about 70 cents on the dollar. So if it's a $100,000 house, you want to be able to buy it for 50, put 20 in it. There's your 70. That's going to be a home run deal, and they can pay you a finder's fee for that. If you go much above that, you start squeezing the profit. And by the time you throw in your finder's fee, you know, the deal becomes marginal or undoable. Remember, Jerry, don't be greedy. It's better to do five deals with one guy and make $5,000 each than to do one deal with a guy and make $15,000. Simple math, but don't get greedy. You want to build buyers who are going to come back to you because they think you're fair. If you get a deal like this, I wouldn't put more than $5,000 on it unless you're up in the $300,000 or $400,000 price range. Then that's when you can get $10,000, maybe even $15,000 finder's fee for it. So, okay, what price range do you like? I like flips between $300,000 and $500,000. I don't like the lower flips because there's so little room. Even if you get it 70 cents on the dollar, you got $30,000 profit minus commissions, minus holding costs, closing costs and such. And next thing you know, you only made 10 grand on the deal, but you did all the work. The same amount of work as you would have done on a $300,000 house and made 30 or 40 grand on the flip, or a $500,000 house and made 50 or 60 grand on the flip. With that said, okay, one of my friends, I'm not sure if I should give out his name, Donnie, I don't think he cares, Gothard, he just did two deals at the $500,000 price, ARV, right about. He made $140,000 on one, I believe, and $115,000 on the other. So you can make a lot more money than that. He's now, remember, he was the flipper, not the finder, not the wholesaler. So, Jerry, keep looking for ways to do the deals yourself. Figure out a way to do the deals yourself. If you need help with that, I can teach you that. Come by Total Wealth Academy, and I can show you how to quickly move from being a wholesaler to being a flipper. And then, of course, the ultimate goal, which is to eventually own property and rent them out or go into commercial. Okay, I hope that helps and that my story about Donnie wasn't a distraction. Let's see. This next question, I got this question the other day too. Actually, yesterday, Sunday. 60 years of age, only has about $500,000 saved up. Is it too late? The answer is absolutely not. Do you know that one of my newest clients is 81? 81. Can't remember how much he has, but I think it's somewhere between 700 and a million. What's he doing right now? He's building his legacy. He's going to invest passively with our syndicators, sponsors, get that $800,000 or so invested with them so that when he passes, those income streams will go to his children and his wife. So 60, you're a young man by comparison. It is not too late. Probably the average age of our members is up in the mid-50s because people wait so long. They think they're going to be young forever. They don't realize that one day they're going to wake up and be 55. So people procrastinate, which I think you're probably beating yourself up right now, calling yourself a procrastinator. Be careful, because that type of negativity can make you pessimistic and keep you from taking action. So do not beat yourself up for being 60. Just realize it's not too late. And $500,000 is a huge amount of money to start with. If you heard me at the beginning of the show, remember I told you that guy, mid-50s, only had $100,000, turned it into $1.7 million and $120,000 a year in income? You can do the same times five. So you have a tremendous opportunity between now and 65, 70. So yeah, please come to our free sample class. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com, and just click on the free sample class. Okay, this last question, I want to get this out. Finding cash buyers, Cooper? Yes, if you join Total Wealth Academy, you are welcome to wholesale your deals to the other members. And we've got cash buyers, we've got hard money buyers. You could build a list of about 40 buyers. It usually takes about 2 months, 2.5 months. So please, yeah, Cooper, join Total Wealth Academy. You are definitely wanted there. If you're a good wholesaler, you're going to sell your deals within 48 hours. And I'll teach you how to do that. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening. We are at the end of the show. Remember that my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's steve at totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, got one more email. No, it's just a kind words. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Cindy, for the kind words. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.